This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
This is going to sound a little bit counterintuitive, but as useful as smartphones have become for the general public, they have become incredibly powerful tools for the blind. Built-in cameras to help with, say, counting money or reading. GPS navigation apps to help blind users figure out where they are and what might be around them. So far, it's all been done with standard smartphones and a couple of good apps. But Meg Kramer reports there is a new phone out there now. It's been designed from the ground up for the blind.
I'm Eliza Cooper. I'm a social media consultant, and I happen to be totally blind.
Cooper's packing for a trip from New York to L.A. to visit her family.
I know I need my velvet jacket. That's pretty easy to feel. There's only one of them.
She's picking out her clothes using Color ID, a free app that uses her phone's camera to read colors.
We'll try with this blouse, which I think is yellow-ish, probably. Mm-hmm.
Color ID, pale blue.
Pale blue.
Light blue.
Cooper's iPhone helps her throughout the day, identifying money, reading printed text, and getting directions. Her phone has replaced most of the devices she used to rely on, and it's cheaper than the standard toolkit that helps blind people get around. A GPS device, screen reading software, a money reader, and more, which can cost over $1,000. So far, Cooper spent about $30 on accessibility apps for her phone.
There is no better tool for blind people than the smartphone.
That's Boaz Zilberman. He's the CEO and founder of Project Ray, an Android phone with an interface designed for blind people. Zilberman says that even though they're powerful tools, smartphones have their limits. For one, you have to be pretty technically agile to use a touchscreen display if you can't see it. That's not a problem for someone like Eliza Cooper, who's been using a screen reader since elementary school. But there's another problem. Some apps on Eliza's phone are only sort of accessible. Screen readers rely on developers to label everything with a descriptive name. And when they don't...
Button. 44
Print button. There's
a button here. All circles. Button.
Wait, you don't know what that button is?
No idea. It just says button. Let's see.
And we're stuck. So Project Ray is trying to make an easier-to-use smartphone with a simpler interface. Instead of relying on a screen reader to decode visual information, the phone is built so that anywhere you touch on the screen becomes your starting point. By making a device that's easier to use, Zilberman thinks he can sell more smartphones to blind people.
Practically every person, every blind person, do have a telephone. In our calculation, we are talking about a $1 billion industry that can be served with our tool.
The dream is to have one device that does everything a blind person needs. The problem with Ray is that third-party developers will have to write apps specifically for its new interface. For now, that means no Twitter, Facebook, or Tumblr, apps that Eliza Cooper uses for her job all the time. Cooper worries that if developers have to take that extra step, they won't, which is why she won't be giving up her iPhone anytime soon. I'm Meg Kramer for Marketplace.